9 past 6, Triple M's Jane Day for breakfast. Kennedy Malloy driving you home after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Missed anything on the show today, you can catch up anytime, triplem.com.au. We're just talking about, in Mackay, Heath Payton hair in Mackay. When they receive somebody into the store that's having their mullet removed,
yeah,
they play that song, I'll See You Again. And then we're talking about Billy Ray Cyrus has the most pivotal, I think, celebrity mullet of all time.
Well, he'd be the GOAT, wouldn't he, for
the
mullets?
The greatest of all
time. The greatest of all time.
The G-moat.
The greatest
mullet of all time.
Here's another one for you. Just says on Facebook, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. There's plenty of them.
Let's
still
take some
around.
Calls. 13, 27, 10. Celebrity mullets.
Wayne and Bukasia, you got one for us?
Billy Idol.
Does he have a mullet still?
I think he did up to a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right.
Really? I thought it was just spiky hair. I didn't realise it was a mullet, like a party at the back.
Well, he had the party at the back too.
Yeah, yeah. I think he had a party at the front too, just quietly. You know, that guy's always a party. But, you know, also David Bowie.
Yeah,
David Bowie had a very impressive one back in the day.
His was coiffed.
It's a quiff, David.
it's a coiff moulet.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Thanks for the call, Wayne. You're in the draw for the Airlie Beach weekend away, all right?
Thanks
for your call, mate. 13, 27, 10. Have you got a mullet for us, a style the celebrity would wear?
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a celebrity mullet for us?
Yeah, Warwick Clubber.
Oh, of course!
The cap!
Man, he's still got it, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you reckon he goes to Advanced Hair to keep that mullet?
I remember seeing him in what time is it? Oh, yeah, it's early enough for a convention.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him in a Playboy magazine with his then missus, and she also had a mullet, so you couldn't tell who was who.
Somehow I think you could if it was in Playboy.
I'll take that part out of it. You couldn't tell. That's a good one. Stay there, mate. We'll put you in the draw for the weekend away to the Airlie Beach Hotel. 13 27 10 is a phone number.
Okay, let's go out to Kamala with Stacey. How you doing, Stacey?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Who's the celebrity mullet?
The ultimate Aussie mullet? John Farnham.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We were saying yesterday, that mullet is too hard to beat, isn't it?
It's perfect. It's not too short on the top.
Mm.
It's lovely and long on the back, and it's kind of slightly classy, although saying that about John Farnham is a little bit odd.
But it looks a bit like a horse's mane.
It was sort of like tapered around the ears, like it flicked out around his ears and then came back in. Like it was a bit like the mother on the Brady Bunch movie.
Okay, that's terrible.
Hey, Stacey, we're going to put you into the draw for the weekend away to the Airlie Beach Hotel, all right? Thanks for your call this morning.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, there you go. So, celebrity mullets.
There you go. Someone actually said on Facebook, Joe Dirt, I don't think a wig, like a mullet wig,
it's still
counts.
A mullet. It's still a mullet.
I mean, it's impressive, but I'd say that's cheating.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday's Jay and Dave for breakfast. 13 minutes past 6, the things we do on this breakfast show, honestly. 21 degrees and early here, Triple M.